Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location, please? We are now live on the radio.
It's Don in Northern Ohio.
Hello. Welcome to the call.
Hi, everybody.
Don.
Hey, Don.
I just have to take the night off after the Netherlands lost the World Cup today.
Welcome to the call, and we've had others come in. Would you like to say your name and location, please?
I certainly will. It's the Sedona Gin from, oddly enough, Sedona.
My favorite gin in the world.
So good to hear your voice.
Thank you, Jim, very much.
Hi, this is Jasmine Greensburg.
Welcome to the call. I'm glad to hear you.
Thank you. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
Robert from Glendora, California.
Welcome, Robert. And we've had others come in at this time. Would you like to say your name and location one at a time?
Hello. My name is Terry from Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Well, welcome. Welcome.
This is your
name from Omaha.
Welcome to the call this evening. Would anybody else like to say their name and location?
It's
this is George in Sedona.
Hi, George. Welcome to the call this evening.
Hey, y'all.
We've had others come in. Would they like to say their name and location?
Hershey, North Carolina.
Welcome to the call this evening. Good evening, and welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Yes, this is Julianne in San Diego.
Well, welcome to the call, Julianne.
Thank you.
We had others come in. Would you like to say your name and location, please?
Marilyn in Oxford, Michigan.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi.
Is there anyone else who would like to announce themselves? Only if you want to.
Rachel from Calgary, Alberta.
Welcome, Rachel.
Hello.
Good evening, and welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location, please?
Hi, it's Susan in Delaware.
Hi, Susan. It's good to hear your voice.
Good to hear yours.
Thank you. Good evening, and welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
This is Kathy calling from Rockland, California.
Hi, Kathleen. Good to hear you.
Thank you.
Sorry about that. Excuse me, please. Welcome to the call, and please say your name and location. Well, welcome to the call. I barely heard it, but welcome.
Where's Wynn?
I'm not sure where Wynn is at yet. He'll be here soon.
Is Carlo on?
Okay.
He left me about a half an hour ago.
Okay.
Carlo on tonight?
I'm not sure.
Hey there.
Is Terry or Terry here neither? No.
No, they have not come in yet.
Yes, I have. I'm here.
Oh, Terry's
Uncle
here.
Terry.
Hi, Dr. Friedman.
Hey, Uncle Terry.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi. Great to hear your voice today.
Hi, Sunshine.
Hello.
Oh, yes, it's Sunshine here. Sunshine to you all. Before the call and after.
Same to you.
What was that? What was the goal?
Yeah, Sunshine was busy and missed a couple calls last week, but I'm here today.
That's good. It happens.
Yeah.
Good evening, and welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi there, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Miss Terry. I'm so glad you come in.
Hi. Hello, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hello, to you, Terry.
And Terry, too.
And Uncle Terry. And,
Uncle Terry's with us.
All right. Hi.
Uncle Terry, yes.
Good.
Is Lynn here
yet?
We just
got the whole team.
Hasn't said anything yet.
Hey, did anybody see a petition here to let the unaccompanied alien children to live at the White House?
Couldn't understand that.
Come again?
Couldn't hear you.
Oh, do you see the petition to let the unaccompanied alien children live at the White House?
There you go.
Yeah, that's a good petition. I want to sign that one. Yeah.
Fly them out there in that big plane.
What?
Sure. Right on.
Good evening, and welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location, please?
Brian Sunholm in Ventura.
Well, welcome, Brian, to the call.
Thank you.
On Monday evening on the 14th, everybody around the world is going to different places of waterways close to their house and giving thanks to the water on the earth for the water element celebration.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So anybody that is interested in it, you know. The evening, in your early evening of the 14th, go to whatever waterway is close to you, natural, or if you can't, go to your waterway that comes in your home and thank the water of the elements, water of the world.
All right. Good evening and welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location? Good evening and welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Only if you want to.
Yep, I agree. Only if you want to. That's free
Otherwise,
will.
Stay here in spirit.
Celeste in Sedona. Hi, welcome. Thanks for welcoming me.
Good evening and welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Well, hello, Donna. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Good to hear your voice. Welcome to the call.
We're due for a phone call, aren't we?
Good evening, and welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, this is Cleo from Connecticut.
Hi, Cleo. Welcome to the Wednesday night call.
Thank you so much.
You're most welcome.
Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Donna from Great Falls, Montana.
How you doing, Donna?
I'm doing wonderful. Doing wonderful. I'm glad to be here with you all.
Oh, I'm glad to be here, too.
Do you actually have a falls there?
Yes, we do. And it's the Missouri River that runs through it.
Lovely river.
Hey, where's Ryan?
Lewis and Clark discovered the falls on their journey to the Pacific.
And now they light it all up with colored lights every night.
Yes.
And so it's a spectacular sight, and all the honeymooners and go there, and wedding couples.
Yeah, that's in Niagara. Here they only have a bridge that's lit up.
Oh, yeah.
And they do call this the Electric City, though, because we do have a big dam on it. So
Yeah. And if you see satellite pictures of it, it glows like a neon light.
Oh, I bet.
If you go to NASA, you can see regular footage of the Earth from NASA satellites on the NASA website.
I have viewed some of those, especially if you have some on YouTube.
Yeah, they're nice to go to that. If you can't do anything else, you can go there for the change in the moon. This weekend is the moon change again.
Oh, wonderful.
On Saturday, I guess, or is it Friday night? I'm not sure if it's Friday night or Saturday night. I have to check for sure. But you'd have to check for sure, but the moon changes again this weekend.
Changes
to okay. Hard. I haven't looked.
Full moon on Saturday.
Oh, cool.
It changes? What
does
it mean? It changes.
Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Maybe the moon changes.
Very.
You go out in hell.
It's going to just take more negative energies away.
I agree.
That's the biggest change that we're all looking forward to.
I agree with that. Good evening and welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, this is Jeannie Judd in Citrus Heights, California.
Well, welcome to the call tonight. Glad to have you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Nice to be here.
Thank you.
Wynn's not here yet.
Okay.
Go wake Wynn up.
Oh, someone with the initials of W-Y-N-N.
Yeah. Free.
have to start an alarm clock for him. Beep, beep.
No, beep. He's, you know, he does what he does, and that's what
yeah.
makes it work. And
yeah.
Who's to say you have to fit a mold?
Not at all.
His phone, he couldn't get his phone to work, so he thinks he's got it working right now.
Okay, well, you can tell him I'm defending him.
Yes.
Did Heist take off because the Netherlands lost in the World Cup?
No, he was going to run late tonight, and he called Ron and I to help host the callers coming in until we could get everybody in and get going.
Attention.
Some of us were bringing the light in before we started together on a different phone, and so
yeah.
we got it all geared up and ready before 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. That's why I always came in early on this call, is to start building that energy up to make it a nice place to be.
Before we called in, we did some meditations before we came in.
Right. I think it's a wonderful thing. I really do.
Come on, callers that haven't signed in yet. Don't be shy.
How about if Terry speaks tonight here first?
Yeah, several years ago, they did the blessing of the water, and I went down to the beach, Hermosa Beach area, and I called in the light over the water. And Wynn was in Sedona at the time. And there was a whole gathering that were calling in the blessings of the water. They were doing that all over the world.
That's
and it
good.
Was really...
Oh, my.
That's good.
Really, really good energy.
So this
I
is an annual event?
I was invited to take part... For the 14th year coming up, on that evening, everybody's going to do that.
You should probably again. Bless your water, like every day, drinking water.
Yeah.
We did it at the break of dawn, when we did it.
Oh.
So it's interesting, it's at night now.
Yeah, they were called for 7 p.m., you know, everywhere.
It's a witch's ritual.
Is it?
Oh, it is?
Yep.
It's okay.
Full moon.
Good evening and welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
This is Suzanne in Columbus.
Well, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Wonderful. Well, welcome to the call.
It's not a bad ritual. Not the bad witches.
It's to honor what they're doing this time is they're honoring the element of water.
Yeah, they always do.
For Mother Earth. That's what they say.
Right.
That's the wording.
Right.
Yeah.
And I see nothing wrong with that whatsoever.
No.
Absolutely not.
Aren't witches just people who use natural energies? It's not a good or bad thing.
Well, there's good witches and bad witches.
Right. Just, I think
yeah,
those people
depending
use
on how you
energy.
Use your, what you use your energies for.
Right.
I choose white light.
Exactly.
All right. If we're all working together for the common good, there's nothing wrong with any of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Good evening and welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Is that Donna?
Yes, it is. How are you?
Hi, Donna.
Hi. Good to come.
You asked the how are you. You asked the how are you word. Oh, God.
Well, I heard you were just really fighting badly with your phone, so
right,
I thought I'd
right.
put a blessing on it.
We were having a big wrestling match.
Well, did you get it for the three count?
Well, I'm here, so I must have gotten it, right?
I think you pinned it to the mat. You got it done, Wynn. Yay.
All right. But thank you for saying hello to people. Thank you all for being patient. And I think Terry's on the line, right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Both Terry's.
She's been talking.
She's been talking?
Yeah.
Don't tell
her. Terry, I told you about that talking. You know?
My fault. I asked her to speak.
I mean, who's the boss
Terry?
Around here? Who's the boss? Jeez.
Hey, Terry, I asked Wynn to do an interview of you on a call sometime if you'd be interested in doing that.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that.
No, Terry, you should interview me.
No.
Oh, I think I'd be good. I won't take a call on that one.
Hey, I see Dave Fitzsimmons on the line. Dave, are you there? Dave?
Okay, Wynn, I'm going to mute myself now.
About time.
Oh, I thank you.
Got your record?
Uncle Terry,
you know,
mine too.
Oh, good. I hope nobody new is on the line, because I sound like I'm really a horror, don't I? If you're anyone new is on the line, this is not really how I am, okay? Or maybe it is really how I am, in between not being how I am. You know, it's kind of like when you get beyond duality. Well, there he is bragging again. Beyond duality.
Like, what happened to staying neutral?
When you get beyond duality, it's kind of like you have to, like, say, geez, am I service to self or am I service to others? Let me see. Flip, you know. In any case, Terry Friedman, are you there?
Yeah.
I hope I don't sound like I'm on an ego trip. What's that?
Wynn, you want to start the recording?
Are you on an ego trip tonight, Wynn?
No, I'm just acting. I'm acting like that.
Okay.
This conference is being recorded.
Hang on. We are recording, everybody.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
This is June 16th. Oh, wait a second. It's 6:16. It's July 9th. Welcome to everybody. And this is Wynn Free, and we've been kind of getting our phones working. We used to do that all the time, but we kind of got our act together. We went through 10 Bluetooth headsets. We went through Sprint, Skype, and Uma, and for some reason, my cell phone wasn't working when I tried to call. That's what we usually use. And so thank you all for your patience and all of you who are on the internet. And, of course, it gave Terry a chance to show off. which I like. You know that? I think you can show off as much as you want, okay? I mean, actually, it's not showing off. You are such a gentle spirit. You have so much to share. And you can be so shy. And when you start opening up, you make magic for other people. Do you know that? But, you know, I can say that because Terry absolutely has no ego. And that's why we can say she's St. Catherine, and she has no self-aggrandizement about it. Because the only reason we say that is because for certain people, when they look at the pictures, they're curious, and they come on our line to check it out. And because it really does not matter who you were, okay? And certainly, it only matters who you are now, what you're doing now. There's only now. You know, you have to imagine when somebody, we say somebody had a past life, in a sense, in the highest sense, there's no such thing as a past life. It's just that the consciousness of who they are showed up in a body at some point in the past, and they don't remember anything, but they had to make the best of being in that body. And that's for all of us, because all that matters is the consciousness that we're holding that shows up. And it's such a bizarre kind of game. I guess it's a game, because the consciousness that's really you, you are not aware of directly. You're only aware of how everything looks through this body. And so it's like a perfect illusion. And we are stuck in the matrix of that illusion with who we really are. Our real essence is not in not our body. And do you notice when I say, you know, I can tell when I'm telling the truth. Because when I said our real essence is not our body, I felt this great wave of energy come in. That's kind of a validation. Something that the part of you that's not your body then suddenly rushes energy into your body, and I can feel it, and you can feel it. Well, that's my theory. I mean, you know what? We're talking about things that there is really nothing you can follow in this realm that can, how can I say it, that can guide this. I mean, even the Elohim and Ra groups, you know, they have such a challenge. This is my take on this. I don't know if they've ever said this, but I'm observing it. It's such a challenge to manifest, do things in this realm, because whatever they do, something negative tries to undo it, oftentimes successfully. And because we are dealing with invisible realms all the time, how do we know what's coming through? Who's talking? If somebody's channeling, who is channeling? And, you know, it took me a few years, to say that, you know, whatever is coming through Terry seems to be fairly reliably positive. Because, you know, as soon as you take channeling and start to exalt it and say, okay, here's the channel, then you're now giving up your power. Whatever comes through, you don't control. So the channel says whatever they want. They could say, they could say they're Jesus. They could say they're Sananda. They could say they're this or they're that. Are they? They might be. But they might not be. So you have to deal with channeling, never giving up your guard, and never blindly following And of course, there's a famous story that I tell that happened in Las Vegas years ago when I was on this TV show. Some of you heard me tell this story, but it's a good story because this lady invited us over her house because we had been on somebody's TV show and she interviewed me, and then Terry came up unexpectedly, but we didn't channel. Terry had never channeled publicly before. And the lady who was interviewing us invited us to her home because she said she was catering a dinner for us. Now, quite frankly, for me, that's a nightmare because I'm going to sit and fold my hands and try to act good and not irritate everybody. But I did it. I went over, it was a very nice dinner, and you know, I usually feel contracted in those situations. I'm not good at it. Terry is better than me. But after dinner, she said, the reason I had you over is because I wanted the Elohim to bless my meditation room. And so she had not just us there. She had invited a bunch of her friends. And I said, I wonder what's this. We never did anything like that before. I wonder how this is going to work. So we went up into her meditation room, and I think there were 10 or 12 people there. And, you know, I had become confident that I could bring the Elohim's energy in if I had total control of the space. In other words, I start talking and they start coming in. Well, in this circumstance, they went around the room. She went out around the room, and every one of her friends had a special gift. And the first person was this Native American, and he was going, ooh, I bring in the elders, and I bring in this, and I bring in that, and he was shaking his stick. And then next person said, and on behalf of Saint Germain, and behalf of Archangel Michael, and they were just going around the room, and these people were all, you know, very new age, metaphysically advanced. And then they came around to me after they went around the whole room, and they said, we're ready for the Elohim. And so I said, Terry had never channeled publicly. And so I looked at Terry, and she looked like she was a deer in the headlights. Okay? And so it came back to me, and I had my Elohim book. And I had experience. We were doing conference calls at the time. And sometimes I would read channeling to play an audio of a channeling, and the energy would come in. And so I picked up the book, and I started reading it. And somebody interrupted, and they said, we don't want a book. We want the real Elohim. Okay? So I looked at Terry again, and I said, are they saying anything? Terry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Why don't you finish the story? Because I learned so much from this episode. It was amazing. Tell them what happened.
Well, there were all of these energies of these masters that were filling up the room, and there were all these vibrations just vibrating throughout the room. And the Elohim are such a high, delicate vibration that they wouldn't be seen above all of these more gross room vibrations, like from the Indians bringing in the symbol kind of things. And it's like I did feel like a deer in the headlights because I could see the Elohim and they were in the room, but they couldn't be felt or seen by these people because they were all tuned in to these other vibrations. And so that was, it was just that they weren't able to be seen, or they were there, but yet they were there. They're so high, so loving, so delicate. But everybody was focused in, and the room was full of the lower vibrations, and so they couldn't be seen.
So it didn't happen. And so then, we adjourned. You know, we went downstairs, and I took out my guitar, and I started singing "Do It Till You're Sick of It," and everybody loved it because it kind of matched the vibration. But what I learned was, is that the Elohim, probably the Ra group as well, come into space, and a lot of what's called Ascended Masters and Saint Germain and Archangel Michael are in a lower density, and their frequency is lower. And the Elohim have a very high frequency. And, you know, to these guys that were there, they were saying, oh, the Elohim is so powerful. And they wanted something like, we are the Elohim and you are children of love. And, you know, that's what they were used to. They expected this display of power, and that it wasn't there. It was subtle. And on these calls, those of you who are listening and feel the energy on these calls, it's a gentle, subtle, loving energy comes in. Nothing is taking your power. It's not about power. It just adds to your energy, and you feel more expanded and more open, and it starts to create healing. And I don't know why I brought that up, but something triggered me to tell that story. And I've told it before, but I don't think you can hear it enough, because there's something inherently powerful in understanding how what identifies itself as the highest of highs in this realm really is their preferences not to come in as a big shot, but to come in as just a helpful presence and to empower you, not to cause you to give up your power, but to empower you. And if you want to connect with the Elohim, you might keep these things in mind. Okay, let me just see if any last minute calls, questions came in that are super important, okay? Let's see. I don't think Arvid asked about alpha brainwaves, but you're the most newest question. Ask it again next week. And Deb, oh my God. If it's not too late to get a question, I don't know if I want to ask if I've ever been abducted. Okay? I don't know if I want to ask that, Deb. You know what? Abductions are fairly common, more common than I wished I knew about, and people can't remember. Some of the attributes of that are some people get nosebleeds. Some people have unconscious fear because they remember it. And if you tell somebody they've been abducted, it actually attracts more abductions. You know, somehow
You've got to get above the frequency of whoever's abducting you, above it. And it's like working against the fear so that you can be tapped into your love. It helps to have a really good loving support system. It helps to have a good relationship if it's possible. But it helps to tap into the energy of Elohim Raghuros and call on them and practice meditating and tuning in to their energy. And one thing I learned, it's an emergency procedure, is to get aluminum camping blankets. Aluminum polyethylene, they're very cheap, you know, they look like aluminum foil. And what's called toroid wave radiation. It's kind of the radiation that some people call Shakti, it's a scientific term. It doesn't go through, supposedly, aluminum foil polyethylene. So they have to use some kind of device to move you through dimensions. The way that I think they do it is they pick up your astral body, and then they can pull your body in through the astral, similarly to what happened used to do in Star Trek, where people would move from one thing to another. And the aluminum foil polyethylene blocks the energy, so they can't use whatever equipment they use to pull you through. But, and I asked questions about this a few years ago, because someone I knew was getting abducted. This is how I know this. And the but is, they said, when I asked questions about it, it's not good to use it all the time. Because it blocks toroid wave radiation, it also blocks the higher vibrations of Ra and Elohim. So it cuts you off and puts you contained in this realm. So it's like it's something to use occasionally if you go into fear, because the fear will just, you know, be worse than cutting off the vibrations. The best thing is to keep tuning in. You know, I will ask this as a question, too. The best thing is, if you can tune in to the higher vibrations of Ra and the Elohim, and if you can meditate every day and bring those energies in, will that offer protection? No, I'm going to ask that. I'm going to call in the light. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect everyone on this line, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves as a flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And I turn it over to our sources to greet us and maybe answer that question.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is the 9th of July, 2014. And we take a moment and we connect with each and every person that wishes to be connected with. And we are profoundly happy to see each and every one of you here. And this includes individuals who will listen in the future or read a transcript. As the time, the words, the frequencies converge into the now for all of these. Concerning abductions, there are certain symptoms that one has had an abduction. One of them might be cuts that suddenly appear or bruises that suddenly appear on the body, and this gaining access to their matrix through the astral and the transporting of the subtle body into their sphere. And then they can make changes through that to the body. If one can protect using polyethylene or other means, if they are under attack, that would be good. If one feels that there is a certain location where they are at risk, they can change locations, and sometimes that helps. Moving out of the frequency range can help. Being with friends can help, but not hopeless. You can ask for protection from Jesus. You can ask for protection from the Christ consciousness. You can ask for protection from the higher sources. This is a good thing to do, and to ask to be left alone and to ask for help with this issue if you have it, so that you can obtain the help of the higher realms, the higher good forces, to help protect you. Thank you.
Thank you. If somebody feels the energy on our line, and they meditate every day, and they move into the place where they can hold that energy better, where they can be grounded, I have the idea that if you can balance your chakras, which are really your grounding chakras, that it makes it harder for other influences to intrude. Is there truth in that?
Yes. If a person is out of balance and is stressed and upset, it makes it easier to become abducted.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm not going to ask whether she was or she wasn't, okay? I'm just going to say, if you think you might have been, you have the symptoms, then let's just bless you right now, protection, and anyone else that's in that situation, and let it go. And next question here is from Isis in Los Angeles, and she asks, why does my throat chakra feel constantly choked? Is this a condition that I am working through based on something that happened in this lifetime only? Or is this a carryover condition from a past life? I welcome suggestions on working on healing this. Thank you.
Thank you. when you observe yourself communicating with another, if you notice that your voice becomes thinner and it becomes harder to speak because you are closing down the muscles of your throat chakra, and you might not wish to say something, or you might find it hard or embarrassing to talk about something, then observe what is going on and see if there is some topic that you are discussing where discussing some topics will shut down the throat chakra, but other topics, jokes can help to help open up the chakra as it releases the stress. Very often when a person tells a joke, it is about a taboo subject or something that is hard to confront, and it helps relieve the pressure. So if you can learn to listen to a few jokes and learn to laugh more, this can help to open up the throat chakra. So observation and seeing what it is that are the triggers for this, is it does not happen all the time, and see when the times are that it happens so that you can learn more about it, learn what the triggers are, and get a few exercises, laughter, practice speaking, feeling comfortable with another person and talking about relevant subjects, so you can learn more about this and what the triggers are. You do not need to be embarrassed. However, if you feel embarrassed, that can cause the throat to shut down. And the whole body, in fact, can contract, which is a reaching inward, a desire to not reach out. So see what the triggers are. Thank you.
Thank you. This is from Dharmananda, and he is in California. I don't remember what city he's in, but he's on our line a lot. You probably can pick him up. My youngest son, Chris, died 3 years ago on January 25th, 2011, in his bed at the age of 26. The coroner was not able to determine what caused his death, and my wife and I would like to know how he died. And I would add, is it for the highest good of all concerned for Dharmananda to have this knowledge of how his son died? Thank you.
Thank you. Give us a moment. What was the son's name? Do you have that information?
I don't have that information. Should I have him bring the question up again and look at the son's name?
Yes. Give us the name of the son and the location of the death.
Okay.
And again,
his name is Chris.
Chris.
Chris. And what was the location, Dharmananda?
What?
What was the location?
Say what?
What was the location?
San Francisco. In San Francisco.
San Francisco. Okay.
Yes, San Francisco.
Okay, good. Okay.
This is a very personal question with a very personal answer. We would prefer to answer to Dharmananda alone.
So we'll ask that in a private session. And
yes.
Okay.
And then okay. We can relay the answer.
Okay, thank you. And Matt, what's his last name? Matt in Boston, who writes really advanced stuff, asked a really good question tonight, but it's not about him personally, so you don't have to tune in to him necessarily to ask this. And it's based on the idea that the Elohim have said they use mathematics as a way of constructing the universe, and ultimately everything turns into mathematics and frequencies at its most basic level. I think that's what was said. And so he asked the question, since mathematics can be used to explain any phenomena in life, can any phenomena be explained by mathematics? How does love relate to mathematics? Is mathematics the highest truth in reality, or is there some metaphysical philosophy come closer to the ultimate in terms of truth? And that's his question. Thank you.
Thank you. Mathematics is a tool. It is only a tool. It is a way, a means, of determining relationships in the construction of the essences of life, the life matrixes. It is relationships that make things work, that put things together in a way that they can operate like a machine or tool can be used to become the essence, the building blocks that something is made of. The true essence of life is the spirit, the soul, the person, the spark of God that is there for life to occur through. Thank you.
Thank you. So, mathematics still relates to
one. We cannot hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Very vague.
Hello?
Hello?
Testing.
Can you speak the...
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. So mathematics relates to form in some way or another, yes?
That is correct.
Okay. And truth relates to something beyond form, yes?
There is truth in form, in the relationships of form, and that truth concerns form. There is truth in all things.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Next question is from Edna, and Edna asks about her friend Gerhard Gutland from Stegen, Germany, Stegen, who passed away last week, and his passing affected me deeply. I am very sad and have been thinking a lot about him. We were very close, and he was a part of me in some way, which makes me feel unbalanced now that he is not here anymore. I would like to ask our sources if Gerhard is seeing me and can hear me when I call to him. There are so many things I would like to tell him. Also, the night before he died, I saw him in my dreams, and I think I saw him crossing to the other side. He was so weak and sick, but on the other side, he looked strong and healthy. I was really wondering if I was there when he passed. And there's one more thing, yeah, but I'll ask that after you address those.
His body was very, very ill, and he was unable to operate through that body any longer. It was a choice also that since the body was so sick that he could regain his strength of his own self easier by passing and letting that go. He was sad to have gone, and he does hold you in highest respect and loves you, and he feels strength from the connection with you, and you are helping him to be strong on the other side. He will be fine. He is a strong person, and the body was very weak and very sick and was not operational for him any longer. He is to regain his strength and to move into another situation where he can express his full vitality.
Thank you. Was Edna contacting him in her dream state?
Yes.
And the last question is, that Edna submitted, is how could she best overcome her feelings of grief and loss?
Know that he is well and as himself, not the sick body, but as himself, he is stronger and he is there. He has not abandoned you or left you. Although you cannot physically talk to him, you can still talk to him in your dreams and ask before you go to sleep and see if he will visit.
Thank you. It is 6:55, and I'm sorry we came in here so late. Maybe if we have fit in one more question for 2 minutes here, and it's from Sija in England. She said, recently my mom, that's English, came into the possession of a friend's Egyptian statue for the purpose of finding out about it. Everyone that saw it thought it was very old, and it had come from a tomb in Egypt. And indeed, the story about who owned it seemed to indicate it was very special and rare. When I held it, I could not sense the age, but I picked up very loving feelings. It seemed to be the same frequency as the conference line. I have never sensed this before on an old object. And the question is, can you tell me anything about that, about its origins, and if there's a reason why I feel such a resonance with it? Thank you.
Yes, you have run into the statue before, and there's the resonance of the statue. Let your feelings flow freely and see what they tell you concerning that statue. And statues in Egypt of the previous time that you had something to do with. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, if you submitted a question this week and I didn't get to it, and I'm sorry that we had technical problems at the beginning, but I didn't submit a question, please resubmit it, okay? And that goes anytime. Resubmit a question. If I think a question is inappropriate, I will tell you. Otherwise, just the perseverance of resubmitting it shows a high intent on your part, and encourages me to eventually get around to it, okay? So on that note, we're going to bring this call to an end. I'm going to unmute everybody. Here we go.
All callers are unmuted.
Thank you very
and
much.
Thank you all.
Thank you very much.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you, Wim. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, Mark.
Good night.
Bye,
Terry. Terry and Wim.
Michael.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you all for being here. We'll see you.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you for showing up.
Bye, session.
Good night.
Your conference recording has stopped.
Good night. Thank you, Donna.
You're most welcome anytime.
A lot of people.
I appreciate it.
Donna.
Sunshine to you.
Donna, say hello.
Bye.
Okay, gotcha.